50 kilometres outside Kuala Lumpur, in the middle of a palm oil plantation, mountains of plastic waste lay abandoned. Much of it has travelled thousands of kilometres from wealthy countries in Europe and North America. Local residents are suffering the consequences.
They just dump the non-recyclable plastic or the reject product, and then they burn in the backyard of this factory. So those toxic steam actually already cause a lot of health problems to our residents.
Last year, China banned the import of plastic waste, sending a global industry into turmoil. Wealthy countries are exporting their own plastic waste problems overseas, says Greenpeace.
They have a good collection facilities, but actually they like sending like half of their collected waste to other countries. Before the China ban, they just send to China for recycling, but they do not take the further step to ensure those recyclable are properly recycled. And now, after the China waste ban, they just find another new places to send their recyclable to.
The Greenpeace report says more than half of that waste, 3 million tonnes a year, is being redirected toward Southeast Asia, including Malaysia, Vietnam and Thailand.
They do not have the enough capacities for handling such a large amount of import foreign waste. So there is a local some solutions to the local environment.
In response, many Southeast Asian countries are imposing their own restrictions on plastic waste imports, forcing the trash into less regulated markets such as Indonesia and India. At a United Nations conference in Geneva this week, 180 countries are discussing a proposal to force plastic waste exporters to receive permission from destination countries in advance, a system known as prior informed consent. For those dealing with the impact, the changes can't come soon enough.
We are killing ourselves by using too many plastic. We too depend on plastic. Please manage and handle your own trash. Don't dump to our country.
Greenpeace says the ultimate solution does not lie in improving recycling, but in cutting back drastically on plastic production and consumption worldwide. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.